If you take your Bibles, please, to the book of Mark, chapter 4. The book of Mark, chapter number 4. Lord, I ask you to clothe me in my calling. Give me what I need, what we need today, in Jesus' name. Mark, chapter 4. Let's look way over to verse number 35. The Lord put this account in the Scriptures, in the Gospels, three times. In this text, Matthew 8 and Luke 8. The Lord only has to say something once for it to be important. But when He repeats Himself multiple times, He wants us to notice something here. And of course, you understand that the Lord sent the disciples out to a storm. That was the will of God for their life, to face this storm. Let's read it in Mark chapter 4, 35. And the same day, when the even was come, He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as He was in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. You understand? A great storm of wind. They're looking at a hurricane, a typhoon. And the waves beat into the ship. They didn't just flow into the ship. They attacked the ship. That's what that's referring to. The waves beat into the ship. These waves and this wind attacked the ship and filled it with water. Get that in your mind. So that it was now full. Folks, a boat will sink if it gets full of water. Now, they're in a mess. Look at verse 38. And He, this is Jesus, was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and say unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? Folks, you and I might not have asked that question this week, but it surely was in our mind. Master, carest Thou not? Did that come into your mind a few times? Lord, why? That's another way of putting what He's saying here, and I'm not trying to twist the Word of God, but yet, Lord, what's wrong with you? Why are you allowing this? Why are you letting it come to us? You don't care that we perish, we're dying. He's asleep. And folks, I'm sure it's crossed our mind. The Bible said in verse 39, He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. I'm talking about 1 minute. This storm, a great wind of storm, water filling the boat, beating it. I mean, it's a mess. And He speaks, peace, be still. And at that moment, folks, you can believe what you want to believe. The wind didn't just eventually die down. And the waters didn't just eventually settle. Immediately the wind obeyed. And poof, they stopped. And the Bible said there was a great, listen to those words, a great calm. Amen. They wasn't a ripple in the water. They wasn't a breeze blowing. It was a great calm. Now, this ain't my message, but the storms are rage. But when the Lord said, that's enough, ride out your storm. God is right there with you. And the day will come, He'll speak, peace, be still, and there will be a great calm in your life. Amen. One thing I do appreciate about these men, they didn't bail out. They were fearful. They were confused, afraid, questioning, but they did not bail out. They kept themselves near the Lord. Amen. This week, church, And boy, we got to pray for them up in Western North Carolina. They're in a storm. And the safest place they can be when the waters are beating and the storm's raging is keep their life near Christ. Amen. That's all you and I can do. That's what we got to do. And folks, through this, the Lord, you say, people have died. Folks, the Bible says that I am not being insensitive. My heart, folks, the Holy Ghost is speaking to me. My heart is full, my aches and pains with these people that have lost people. But folks, we cannot forget what the Word of God said. As it is appointed unto man once to die. And I've preached this for years and years and years. There's more than one way to pass on. The Lord knew these people. And they had an appointment. It shows you how unexpected. It shows you how quick. It shows you how life can end. We better get born again if we're not. Amen. We better get saved. Folks, you here today, I'm telling you, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, your heart can stop. The Lord, hey, every one of us have an appointed time. Everybody here has an appointment with death. I do. You do. It may be through a storm like this. It may be through a sickness. It may be through a wreck. I don't know. But yet, I want to live to be 150. But I have an appointment, and so do you. These men didn't bail out in the storm. Folks, you're going through a storm today. Not just what we've seen physically, but you're going through a storm in your life today. It's not time to bail out. You're afraid. You're confused. You're a little upset. These men were. But they never bailed out of the boat. They stayed near Christ. They stayed near Him. Even in their confusion, in their doubt, in their dismay, in their heartache, they stayed where Christ was. And when they did, they got help. Oh, the storm's raging, but Jesus was there. Man, I got a message. I'm going to preach this morning. I'm going to give you these four things and I'm going to be done. Facts in the storm. Now, this is a very simple outline. That's all I got. That's all. I was in my office 3 or 4 hours. That's all the Lord gave me right there. That's it. And honestly, I was a bit concerned about it. It gave me four thoughts and no sub-thoughts. You preachers know what I mean? You know, I like to alliterate outlines and then have a point. Point one with some subpoints to carry on that thought. I didn't get that. So I'm just going to give you what God gave me. Hey, look at verse number 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Can I say this? Here's something very deep. Storms are real. Storms are not make-believe. Folks, I'll never understand folks, and I'm not being ugly, I'll never understand folks that thrive on trouble and storms. They want them because it gives them a certain amount of attention. They need their head examined. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to have a wreck. I don't want none of that. So we got to understand, put that aside, storms are real. What you're going through today, we can't deny it. It arose in your life. That's what that verse said, didn't it? Verse number 37. And verse number 7, and there arose a great storm. It is poof, it's there. It arose on them. He's coming upon them. And folks, hey, what were they doing? Obeying the Lord. What were they doing? Walking with God. What were they doing? Hey, watching God. Hey, folks, in Matthew's account, I mean, folks, Christ was healing people. I mean, he'd healed the leper. He just healed the centurion's servant. He just touched Peter's mother-in-law. Men ain't having a time. And then there arose a great storm. I mean, from revival. Seeing people turn, the Jews required a sign, and Christ was proving himself doing these miracles, and people were turning from the old covenant to the new man, to Christ, getting saved, having a time. But the Lord sent them out into the storm. That was a picked storm. God picked that storm. God ordained that storm. God put that storm in their life. It's real. It's real. And folks, your storm today, we ain't denying. It's real. What you're facing right now, I don't know what it is. You know what it is. But I'm telling you, it ain't make-believe. It is real. Verse number 39. We see storms are real. We also see the Savior rebuking in verse number 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Two things Christ did. Two things that he proved right there, and I'm moving on. He proves his power, and he proves his providence. Folks, please don't think. Now, we've got to understand, Jesus was all God and all man. That text proved that he had a humanity side, but never sinned. He didn't have a sin nature, but he was still God. He's still man. He was tired. He was asleep. But don't ever think that he laid aside his divinity and who he was. And just forgot, he knew what was going on. He ordained, it was in his plan. It was in his plan. Right. Folks, whether we want to believe this or not, every storm that comes in our life, God allows it.
Right.
It may be something that, you know, folks, you got to remember, God allowed Satan to do certain things to Job. He told him he couldn't have his life. But he said, I'm going to loosen that hedge. You can tempt him. You can bring the storm to him. What's God doing? Trying to prove these people are real. They're not put on. Job's not in it for the goods. He's not in it for the property. He's not in it for the cattle. He's not in it for the land. He loves me. And Satan doesn't fight fair. Came back a second time. Job had already said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And here comes God, Satan to God again. And then he touched his body. Put balls from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, and he's sitting in ashes, scraping those scabs. And his wife came to him. He said, why don't you curse God and die? Job said, you foolish. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. We ain't mad at Miss Job. She birthed 10 children and buried them all in one day. How would you like to do that? But folks, this storm, hey, here comes this storm. And in Job's life, the day came when that storm ended. And the only reason that storm ended on the positive for Job is because Job, even though he cursed the day he was born, he stayed true to Christ. Hey, there'll come a day in your storm. I promise you, it is real. It is real. It is real. But I'm telling you, by the grace of God, and he's got the grace to it, and by the power of God, he's got the power to keep you. To keep you. To sustain you. To help you. Through this, don't curse God. Don't doubt God. Because there'll come a day he'll step out. and rebuke your storm. He'll cut it off. He'll cut it off. Notice thirdly, I only have four. Notice thirdly, we see not only the storm is real, the Savior is rebuking, we see the surety is revealed. Now notice this. See, in the storm, God is trying to teach us something. He's trying to reveal things that we don't see in our own life. You understand that? I'm going to get to this in a minute. You understand that? Through these storms, God reveals things in my life. He reveals some things in my life I didn't think were there. Come on. These boys got on the boat. And hey, how they obeyed what they've seen and experienced in their heart. You said, "Preacher, you're judging these men." Listen to me now. Listen to me now. I believe there's a thought here. They got on that boat, and in their mind, they had full faith. In their heart, man, we are solid. Not a care in the world. So the Lord not only uses this storm to prove Himself, but also to provide spiritual awakening. Notice the verses, verse 40. After He had calmed the sea, now He deals with the disciples. Aren't you thankful He calmed the storm before He rebuked them? Is that not mercy? He could have walked that. If the boat was full of water, He could have walked on it. While water's filling them, He could have preached them a sermon, rebuked them, and I mean, just let them have it. Right before they go under, He could have, no grace in the storm. There's mercy in the storm. Right. He'd already calmed the storm, and after He calmed the storm, hey, everything was calm. He said, "Let me show you something." He said, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" I mean, honestly, these men didn't say anything because you know what? The Lord has done spoke to their heart. They didn't have the faith they thought they had. There was something in them that they thought they had and they didn't have it. There was something in them that wasn't running right, doing right, and they didn't even realize it. They were caught up in the moments of the excitement. They didn't realize they weren't growing in any faith. They were just having a time. But let me tell you something. Shouting is wonderful, but it doesn't build faith. It blesses the heart. It encourages the soul. But storms is what builds faith. Storms is what gets us closer to God. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that. Every storm God sent me through, God's revealed fault in me. God's given me space to repent. And I've come out stronger." Do I like storms? No. Nobody liked what happened Thursday night, Friday morning. Nobody likes that. But isn't it amazing how none of us would give nobody time of day? Then God sends a storm. And now we're loading up trailers. We're cooking hot dogs. We're giving out water. We have a heart of compassion that we didn't have. But now it's there. My heart, oh my soul just yearns for these people. And before the storm, we didn't care if they had anything. That storm revealed things in these men. This storm has revealed, hey, this storm revealed things in me, and the storms you go through reveal things in you. But don't bail out. Don't bail out. See, that's what the devil wants. See, with Job, Satan wanted Job to curse God to his face. God wanted Job to see this man is going to stand the storm and be faithful. There's the test of Job. That was the whole conversation. So folks, I'm telling you, the storm's real. The storm's hard. We can't track God, trace God sometimes. We've got to trust Him. And do you understand that these men questioned God, but He didn't get mad at them. He knew how fearful they was. He dealt with the root of the outburst. And it was their faith. It was their faith. Why are you so fearful? Why you have no... I mean, He revealed to them, you don't even have any faith in Me. They see Him do all this stuff, then they ask Him, do you even care about us? Do you even care about us? Folks, in our storms, we'll get that spirit if we're not careful. Lord, do you even care about us? Then we see the saints renewed in verse number 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Folks, it took a storm for the disciples to see deeper who Christ was. And folks, sometimes it takes a storm in our life to us to get deeper to see who Christ is. In this storm, we see a purpose. In this storm, we see a power. In this storm, we see a protection. But also in the disciples, we see a progress. It gave them more insight of Christ and moved their heart closer to Him. And that storm built faith in them that they didn't have. Lord, help me. Lord, help us. In the storm, don't bail out. We're going to cry out to God. And folks, it's not a sin to ask God a question. It's a sin to question God. That's not the same thing. Right. Folks, my children, my grandchildren can ask me a question. We can ask our Heavenly Father a question. We don't question Him. We don't indict Him. We don't blame Him. We don't put a finger in His face. Don't bail out. Because the same God that allowed the storm, the same God can say, okay, that's enough, and stop it. He's going to protect us. You know what? We're going to make progress. We're going to grow. Lord, help us. Let's keep praying for each other. Let's keep praying for these folks. Man, we love them. God, help us. Let's all stand. Court, come on. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one's looking on but me and the Lord. Folks are